What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds TV is the YouTube page. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Shout out to everybody who's on the check-in. Shout out to everybody who's gonna check-in. Shout out to everybody who's on the listen. Shout out to everybody who's gonna listen. This was an important topic that I felt like I needed to cover tonight. So I'm gonna cover it, the whole blackballing thing. And I just think it's something that needs to be spoken about. It's a word that's thrown around a lot in the industry. And it exists. It did exist. I don't know to what extent it exists to this day, but it did exist. And I just want to talk to y'all about what is blackballing and some examples of blackballing. And does it still exist in 2019? Because we do have to stay on topic. So, what is blackballing? Blackballing to me personally is, I'm going to sign somebody to my podcast network. And somebody calls me and say, yo, I hear that you're going to sign such and such. And I say, yeah, I am thinking about signing them. What's the problem with that? Well, I don't like them because they XYZ to me. And I want to do business with you. I want to give you this. I have this to offer you. Might be something that I need, want, that was useful. And they say, I'm not going to do business with you or give you this if you do business with them. And then I say, let me put it on the scales. This individual has something that I need and I want. And this individual has absolutely nothing. Oh, I'm not going to do business with them. So that is a form of blackballing. Another form is what I heard. This is a story that I heard before. I can't say that it's true. So if it's not true, forgive me, but I heard this story. J. Rue the Damager had a song called One Day, I believe. And in this song, One Day, he dissed Foxy Brown. And he dissed Bad Boy Records. And he dissed Puffy. I know he dissed J. Black in this song, One Day. And this was the first ever, supposed to be Summer Jam. And they wanted Puffy, you know, at this time, Diddy was Bad Boy was number one. One Day by J. Rue was in rotation. They was playing it all day. You know, this is back when Hot 97 would be a little bit more, you know, they was playing hip hop. You know, it wasn't, I don't think it was as political as now. But so they had this song called One Day playing. Again, he dissed Foxy Brown in this song. He dissed Bad Boy. He dissed a few people in this record. They wanted Puffy to do Summer Jam. Puffy said, I don't feel comfortable doing a show with a station that has somebody on the radio dissing me all day. J. Rue, One Day. Well, needless to say, And somebody need to ask J. Rue this to confirm this, because nobody's going to ask Puff, because when people get in front of people like them, they don't ask them critical questions. They just, you know, be so busy being all of them, they don't ask them certain things. But long story short, One Day got pulled from rotation. It got pulled off the airwaves. And truthfully, in my opinion, we kind of never really heard from J. Rue again in that capacity. He was on row. He was a rotation. Maybe DJ Premier can confirm this. You know, that's a form of blackballing. But that was in, what's that? We would say that's 95, 96, 96, 95. That happened. Those things did happen. I got an interview right on this channel with Ali Vegas. Ali Vegas says Nas blackballed him. He gave examples of how he felt like Nas blackballed him. It's right on this channel. You could look at it for yourself. You could hear it for yourself. That was in the 90s. I think that that's his version. I can't say that it happened. I can't say that it didn't happen, but that's just his version. That's his, you know, testimony of what happened in his career. You have many artists who feel like, I'm from this town. This person is from this town. They had a little bit more clout in the town. They had a little bit more, you know, they held a little bit more weight in the town. So they might have put in a bad word. I mean, we done seen, you know, them go through it in Memphis. I know dudes in Staten Island who feel like they're not a part of Wu-Tang, never was a part of Wu-Tang. So they might have felt like Wu-Tang stepped on their toes. They might have felt like some dudes in Harlem feel like they never was a part of Dipset. So Dipset might have stepped on their toes. There's many different instances in hip-hop where people feel like they have been blackball. They might even have a definitive story where this person made a call. I remember Irv Gotti. I seen an interview with Irv Gotti where Irv Gotti was saying he was trying to stop 50. He was making calls. That's a form of blackballing. You know, to me. Me personally, I don't like that. And you know, it's people that have YouTube platforms. It's people who, you know, who do the same thing that I do to a certain extent. I don't like them. Why? Because they don't like me. They have said things about me. They made videos about me. They have my name in their mouth, whatever the case may be. So I didn't like them, right? But I've never been the type of individual to block somebody's blessings. I've never been the type of individual. Now, if you ask me how I feel about an individual, I'll openly say I don't rock with them. They don't rock with me. They've said bad things about me. Of course I'm not gonna let nobody talk bad about me and be like, yeah, I rock with them. But I've always been the type that's my experience with them. Your experience with them might be different. They had bad things to say about me. They feel the way about me. I'm not telling you how to feel about nobody. You feel how you want to feel. That's why you can never say that you see me sit on my platform and talk bad about people. I just don't do it. I talk about topics in hip hop, but as far as people on YouTube, people with their platforms, I don't sit here and make videos about guys talking crazy about them because, yo, everybody is room for everybody. Everybody got their own little fan base or whatever the case may be. I don't have time to sit around and try to block nobody's blessings. But that don't mean that I rock with them. Why? Because they don't rock with me. I've extended my hand to mad people. I've tried to help as many people as I could. But the minute you say something bad about me or you burn me in some type of way, I'm going to fall back. It's cool. It's not the end of the world. So what I will say is this, though. I'm not going to try to deter nobody from doing business with somebody based off of my bad business dealings. People ask me all the time, what do you think about such and such? What do you think about this person? You notice I don't care. I don't think about people. I don't think about what other people got going on. I don't care. I just always been that person. I could come on here every day if I wanted to talk about. Now, I have the right to talk about things in the industry because I'm in the industry and I'm not. Everybody who do that, salute to you. But when it comes to coming on my platform, talking about other people who do what I do, I don't do that. For example, you don't see people on Channel 7 News saying, yo, them on NBC, yo, F them on NBC and all that. And yo, CBS, yo, when I see you, I'm going to bust y'all in the head. But they don't do that. They do them. They do them. There's room for all the news channels to do what they do. When outside it's a fire, a shooting, any event, you see the CBS truck, you see the NBC truck, and you see the ABC truck. They all get their story. They all do their thing. They all develop their fan base. It is what it is. There's no, yo, F them dudes over there. Their stories is fake. I don't subscribe to all of that, right? So, there has been stories of people being blackballed previously. Does it still exist? It probably still exists in some capacity. But it's all a perspective, right? Look at it like this, right? If you want to go to the Roc Nation brunch and Jay-Z don't rock with you, and you're not invited, you can't say, yo, I've been blackballed because I'm not invited to the brunch. Yo, it's his brunch. If he don't rock with you, you can't go. That's it. If I've made videos about Diddy, not agreeing with him. I put people content up of people not agreeing with him. Do I expect to get on Revolt after I did that? No, I can't say that he's blackballing me because I'm not on Revolt. Yo, I've put up videos and I've made videos myself not agreeing with him. I can't say that he's blackballing me. Yo, we not friends. And honestly, I'm going to be real with you. When you talk about blackballing, you have to figure out, why do you want to be in these circles with these individuals that you know or believe is foul in the first place? To me, blackballing is, I have this over here. You have nothing to do with this. And you make a call all the way over there and tell them over there, yo, don't rock with such and such because he just that and the third. Now, but it's the individual's prerogative if they're going to go through it with it or not. So if a person has the power to call somebody and change their perspective of you based off of what they told them, then that person, that not the person who made the call, the person who got the call is a sucker, and I don't want to deal with you anyway. Because nobody could tell me anything about anybody. I'm going to experience things firsthand myself, because like I said, your experience with the individual might be a little different from mine. It's almost, you know, I remember, you know, coming up and a dude try to holler at a chick, right? And then you see her, he'd be like, nah, don't holler at her, yo, she mad stuck up. You'd be like, where is she stuck up? So you'd be like, so I ain't saying nothing to her then. Now, she not stuck up. She just didn't rock with him. She just wasn't feeling his vibe. You know what I'm saying? She just wasn't feeling his vibe. But he telling you she stuck up. So you not rocking with her. But then one day you must up the courage to say, you know what? I'm going to say something to her. Then you say something to her and you be like, yo, I thought you was real stuck up. But you know, people were saying you were stuck up. And she might say, only person who told you that was your homeboy. I just don't like him. His breath stank, or he was dirty, or whatever the case may be. So you have, you know, situations where that happened. But I'm gonna say this to y'all. It's 2019. It is so many platforms. It is so many ways to get into any industry that you want to get into. When you can't go through somebody, you go around them, you go under them, you go above them, you go across them. There is a way. No individual on this planet Earth has the power to stop you. They're just going to make it a little harder for you. They're just going to deter you. They might make it harder. And what they want you to do is give up. They want you to give up. You might think it's a cakewalk. I'm going to be real with y'all. Let me tell y'all this story time, right? When I started my podcast, I didn't want to do a podcast because I was doing DTF radio. So I was like, well, I'm already doing a podcast. It's just that we play music. So when somebody was like, well, podcasting is not music. Podcasting is not even video. Podcasting is just audio via interview or just your opinion. That's what a podcast is. It's just, you know, just talking. So I was like, well, damn. I was already doing podcasting. You know what I'm saying? I was already doing podcasting. So it was so many, it wasn't a lot of people doing podcasts. It was Combat Jack. It was Juan Epstein. And it was a few shows, you know, on the cusp of being great. So I was like, well, I'm going to do a podcast then because I got all these interviews that I did. I got the audio. I could just strip the audio down and just put it out there. So I did a podcast. So I was like, well, I got a podcast. I'm already going. I'm easily going to get into a podcast network. I'm easily going to, you know, get sponsors and listen. I'm easy going to do that. Yo, I put in the work, you know, people know my track record. Well, that didn't happen. So what happened? I started, for 1 second, you start saying, and this is what happens to you. You start saying, well, who talking bad on my name? Why isn't my phone ringing? Why ain't nobody saying, yo, join this network? I've had, I had talks with Combat Jack. I had talks with Chris Murrow, the owner of Loudspeaker Network. Nori actually set up an email between me and Chris Murrow. He CC'd Chris Murrow in the email and said, yo, this is Doggy Diamonds. I want to produce his podcast. You know, let's work something out. Nori did that. Chris spoke back and forth a few times and then he never answered again. Never answered again. Combat Jack never answered me again. Never answered again, right? They wanted me to do some things for them. I helped them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to get into all that. I talked about it on Queen's Flip interview that I did with them. But needless to say, I thought that what I did for them in the past, when it came for us to do business in the future, it would just be easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nah, we already got a rapport. So they got this. I'm doing this. Oh, this is it wasn't like that. So again, I started saying, well, who's talking bad on my name? Like, damn, this is, I feel like what people wanted me to do to say, you know what, I'm quitting. This ain't for me. It's harder than what I thought it was going to be. I thought I could just come in and just, you know, shoot to this situation, go to this situation. You know, man, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Then I started feeling like, hold up. They just signed this person. This person's on their network. That person's on their network. Why they ain't signed me? I'm being blackballed. Then I started saying to myself, hold on. How are you being blackballed when you can do exactly what they do? You're only being blackballed if you want to be down with somebody who don't want you down. Then I get an email from somebody by the name of Big Steel. Big Steel emails me. He says, yo, I listened to your podcast. I like your show. At this time, I had it on SoundCloud. And he said, why you not on no networks? Like, who's doing your sponsorship? Who's doing your advertisement? And I said, well, I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any advertisers. He was like, send me an email back. He was like, huh, that don't make no sense. He like, yo, you Doggy Diamonds. You one of the founders of this. How you don't have how you don't have that? He said, well, they're really cliquish in New York then, right? I said, I guess. Email me back. He said, well, I'm in Los Angeles. I want to start a podcast network. And I want to sign you to the podcast network. I think I could get you advertisers and sponsorships.
You're tuned into the Digital Soapbox Network.
Just like that, I'm back. Yeah, I had a lot of technical difficulties last night. Spectrum, my internet provider, decided it wanted to really show out in the middle of my broadcast. I really got to the punchline a little bit towards the end, and that's it. But then it just, you know, it just got kind of crazy. So, yeah, it just wild out. So, long story short, I'm going to go right back into the story. So, if you saw part one to Can You Be Blackballed in 2019, part two would make a lot of sense. So, Big Steel calls me. I'm going to just go back into that. Big Steel calls me. And he's like, mind you, he's all the way in, he's on the West Coast. He's in Los Angeles. He calls me. I'm in Brooklyn. He calls me. He's like, yo, how are you not a part of a podcast network? How are you not getting sponsorship for your podcast? You like one of the OGs of this. And I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. So he said, again, he said to me, you know, I want to start a network. I want to sign you to the network. So I was like, hey, man, I'll take a shot in the dark. Let's rock. Then he called me back and he says, you know what? I can't sign somebody like you with all your experience, all you brought to the game. I can only partner with you. Why don't you be my partner in the network? I was like, cool. Sound dope to me. So we started putting it together. I'm saying all that to say, if I sat around and waiting for somebody to do something for me, of course I'm going to feel like I'm blackballed. Of course I'm going to feel like, you know, nobody ain't rocking with me. But I ain't never been the type to sit around and wait for anybody to do anything for me. And I definitely ain't going to complain about what somebody's not doing for me. Because at the end of the day, who really owes me anything? Morally, many people owe me. But I don't, morals don't pay bills. And if we going to deal with MVP, which I like to deal with all the time, morals, values, and principles, we in trouble, especially dealing with this industry. So the deal deal with me was, yo, okay, I'm going to start my own company. Now the company that didn't want to sign me, the company that didn't want to mess with me for whatever reason, now I guess I'll be your rival company. Now I'll do what y'all don't do. What did I do? I started signing people, signed Yuck Mouth, Crazy Bones, signed some other shows. I gave people opportunity that they made it, not them, but I gave other shows opportunities that maybe didn't even deserve it. But I believe in rewarding people for their hard work. So that's what I did. So it's 2019. All of these outlets, you got YouTube, you got SoundCloud, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Instagram. How could somebody stop you? If you fall in the water right now, somebody push you in the water, and are you going to drown or are you going to swim? If you was in the streets and you don't have no money, you're going to figure it out, right? You're going to find a way to get bread. You're going to find a way to feed your family. Nobody on this planet could stop me from doing anything that I want to do. All they could do is put roadblocks in the way. But you're not going to stop nothing. I don't care who it is. And like I said to y'all in part one, what you have to understand is that, say like a Monique, right? Monique could say, I'm being blackballed. They not hiring me for movies. Maybe they're not hiring her for A-list roles. She might have to do 10 B movies to make ends meet. But you do what you got to do. And me personally, once it's a certain class of people that act like I'm not good enough to be around them, but they don't want to be around me, then I don't want to be around y'all anyway. Yo, it's so many people in this industry. You never heard me get on camera and complain about what I did for certain individuals. I never name dropped them or anything. And they know what I did for them. And they know they didn't do right by me. But I'm not going to talk about it from the perspective of a victim. I'm going to wait till many more things that I'm setting out to do and accomplish. Then I might speak on it. But I ain't never going to make it seem like I didn't get this because somebody didn't give me that. Or I didn't get this because somebody stopped me from doing this. That's not probable or possible. Because me as a man, if I can pinpoint, if I could pinpoint this guy over there is the one who made the call to stop me from doing such and such, I would do something to them. That's just the reality of it. I don't care where they are. The unseen black ball is a little different. But if I could pinpoint this guy over here is the one that's stopping me from being able to provide for myself or my family, I would do something for him. I'm going to have to go all the way in. But I ain't going to get before the people and complain that somebody individually is stopping me. How could one individual control everything? It's not possible. And especially these black dudes who think that they're gatekeepers. Especially these black, yo, none of these dudes is gatekeepers because they're just handlers for us. So you have the elite who have all the money. They set forth agendas. Then they get influencers who they get to handle us, to get us to buy the products and do this. This is what it's all about. I had this I had this conversation with Choke yesterday. Choke is my comrade. That's my brother. That's my homie. We had different perspectives on it. You know what I'm saying? This is my perspective. Of course, he would have a different perspective because he's experienced things. But I never said that you can't get blackballed. I just don't think you can get blackballed in 2019. That is the title of the video. But of course, some people don't comprehend well. It's not what you say. It's the comprehension of the people. You could put the message out, but it's how people receive it. People don't receive messages very well because they extract to hear what they want to hear. And a lot of people are very emotional. So when you say certain things, they hear buzzwords and that word just offsets everything that you might have said because they only extracted what they wanted to. People are not critical thinkers and they're not listeners. They are trendy people. And me, I am not a victim of anything, but I'm a survivor of many things. I've been through a lot in my life, but I'm never going to get on this camera and act like, woe is me. I got the gun to my head. I'm going to kill myself tomorrow because of something that's going on in my life because somebody else is stopping me from doing something. I'm a big grown ass man. How's somebody going to stop me from doing anything? You can put hindrance. You could put things in my way, but I'm gonna go around it. I'm gonna go through it. I'm gonna go under it. I'm gonna go over it. You cannot stop me. They have not stopped me yet. Do you know how long they've been trying to stop me? And it's an unseen hand with me. I don't know who it is. Personally, I can't pinpoint one individual. So I just say it's a collective. So I just be like, yo, I don't care about none of y'all. I got beef with everybody. But I don't get on here like this person, that person. I don't get on here. When I see people doing well, salute to them. But that got to do with me. I'm not going to get on here and bash somebody because they doing well. They did an interview. They did 60,000 views, 100,000 views. I do an interview, it do 20, 30. I got millions of views on my interviews. I did what I needed to do and do what I need to do for my brand because just because I come from something, that don't mean I'm going to stay there. I got bigger plans for myself that only I know. That only I know what I'm doing. I know. Listen, anybody who could that know me personally would tell you this dude is a thinker. He plot, plan, and he execute. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing. Look, I was in a situation a few years ago where an individual went on a big platform and called me a cop in front of everybody. Do you know how many people that I knew who know better than that? He didn't even have to explain what he meant. He could just say it. And being that he was at the popular moment, he was with the popular crowd, the cool table, it was law. And I had people who knew me for so many years in this space, I guess they didn't know me, turning on me. I had people who come in the comments and say things, turn. And I'm like, damn, like, I really got to defend myself against this BS? Wow. But it taught me a lesson. Yo, it taught me a valuable lesson. It taught me a lesson that you got to be strong. Ain't no weak in this. If you're going to be in this, you got to be strong. You got to be in it to win it. Ain't no quit. Ain't no giving up. You got to be ready at all times. And even when the dude apologized, believe it or not, I was thankful that that happened to me. Because I got to see who was really down for me. It taught me such a valuable lesson. I got to see who was down for me. And, yo, not too many people was down for me. And I was like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? It helped me. Believe it or not, I'm the type of person that'll turn a tragedy into a triumph. I've been doing it my whole life. So it ain't no way I'm going to get on internet or no middle age or no old Caucasian man in no office is going to stop me from doing anything. Again, you can put roadblocks, but I'm going to find a way. It's 2019. It is so many ways to make it happen. Look at somebody like Minister Farrakhan. He's on Twitter. He was on Instagram. He was on Facebook. He's on YouTube. They kicked him off of everything. Okay, they kicked him off everything, but he has his own paper called The Final Call, right? So now you got to use your paper, or you know what you got to do? You got to create your own. That's it. Only time you can be blackballed is if you want to be with people who don't want you around. Why do you want to be with people who don't want you around? Listen, if I rock with a shorty, right? Give y'all a little bit of my personal life. I was dealing with a shorty before, right? And I think this dude, I know he was hating on me. Me and her wasn't around around each other. I think the dude used to sit in his whip and report everything I do. Yeah, he went outside, he rode his bike. Oh, I seen him walking down the bus. All types of stuff I know he was doing. If he can influence her, and if his word mean more than what I know to be the truth, then I'm good on her. I ain't rocking with her. So if I'm supposed to go into a business situation and somebody say, yeah, this person called me and told me this, that, and the third, all I'm going to say is, yo, and you believed them? I don't want to do no business with you anyway, because nobody should be able to tell you about me but me. Judge me off my ways, my actions, and deeds. Nobody should be able to say, well, Doggy Diamonds did this. Okay. So now their mouth is a prayer book. Now how they feel about me is a prayer book. I know that I'm not even meant to be around certain people, because I'm not willing to do the things that get done to be in this crowd. So I'm not blackballed. I don't want to be in that crowd. I already know when this certain things is happening, I'm not getting invited. Because some of the things that's going to take place there are already exposed. I'm on the out. I'm okay with that. If it involves being fake, drinking and smoking and all other extracurricular activity that might have to sacrifice my masculinity or my manhood, I'm not going to be there. You know not to invite me. So sometimes people say, well, this was going on. Why you wasn't there? Well, look who was there. What would I be doing with them? I don't fit in. To this day, it's 2019. People hit me, yo, pop out. Yo, it's going to be mad chicks there. Hold on. So you're trying to tell me you going somewhere because it's going to be chicks there? In 2019, you still motivated? You got up today because it's going to be women there? You motivated because they got bottle specials? So you bought a $300 bottle that cost $40? That's what motivates you? You're not motivated every day to get up and take care of your personal life, go to the dentist and the doctor and stuff like that. Look, so I don't belong around certain people. So when this is going on, it ain't like I can't be there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be around this crowd. You create your own. Nothing should stop you from doing anything. You create your own. This is where we at in 2019, and it's been like this for some time now. You create your own. Create your own. That's it. Oh, I can't be on your record label? I start my own label. I can't be on your website? I start my own website. I can't be in your podcast network? Well, I start my own. But y'all not stopping me. Because I got drive. I got goals. I got ambition. Y'all not stopping me from doing anything. And you just have to, in any way that you can get directly to the people, how could, if you got a way to get directly to the people are the one who matters anyway. They, the people, you, us, we have the final say. Not some guy in the office. We have the final say on what we want to deal with. Like how you go in here and you sort out stuff. You go and you listen to what you want to listen to. How many of us listen to the radio? None of us listens to the radio. The radio is obsolete in 2019. I don't care what station it is. That's why all of the radio stations became what? Talk radio. The radio stations, especially in New York City, is more about the interviews, the topics and all that. You don't hear them talking about the radio. That they talk about their shows are bigger than everything. But you don't hear about, you know, new artists spot. Nobody cares about the radio shows. That's obsolete. It don't matter. Yo. Again, I got people, truthfully, that I really should air out. I really should air them out for some of the things they did to me. But then I sit there and say, although I was a little fed up by it, although it was some sucker stuff they did, still ain't stopped me. I'm still moving and grooving. You still ain't stopped me. You did all of that and I'm still here. If it's a nuclear blast right now, you know who will be alive? Doggy Diamonds, the rats, the physical rats, not the dudes, and roaches. Because it seems like no matter what you do, you can't get rid of roaches and rats when you live in certain environments. But I'm a survivor. I survived so much. Look how much you survived. Look how much you survived. And you complaining? You complaining? I ain't complaining about nobody. I'm going to keep it moving. A word. I did this with such and such. Such and such don't call me no more. I'm glad they lost my number. Good. Cool. Because some people, I'm not supposed to stay in the same place that I was in 10 years ago. That's how you elevate and you evolve as a man or as a woman. So some of the situations and some of the conversations that I was having with people 10 years ago, I don't want to have that right now. You know what I mean? So it's like at the end of the day, yo, okay. Some people be like, yo, when the last time you spoke to such and such? I ain't speak to them in years. A word, what happened? Ain't nothing happened. I guess we grew apart. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. I've never been mad because a man don't call me. I'm more upset when they called me out of the blue asking for a favor and didn't ask me how I'm doing. I had to get on a rapper one time. They text me their video. The third text. Yo, you don't be answering my text. I said, first of all, I was in the crib, you know, not feeling well. You never asked me how I was doing. You think I'm a robot? You think I'm here to work for you? You think I'm here to send you, you send me your video and then I'm supposed to just go promote it? People get paid for promotion. Stop using my homeboy or my cool as a way not to employ me. You know what I'm saying? So it's different forms that can happen with bad business, but I ain't gonna let that hinder me. Another dude, I'm never even gonna say his name, but it's a guy that I used to wear his clothes on a lot of my streams, and I wear the same clothes on different streams. I don't care, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what they got laundry mats and cleaners for. Ain't nobody gonna ever make me feel bad because I had on an outfit before. I don't buy outfits to throw them away. I buy them to wear them. You know what I'm saying? Do you wear your underwear and just throw them in the garbage? No, you wash them. That's what laundry mats are for, and that's what you have a washer and dryer for your crib for. But we'll stick to topic. Dude asked me, after I've been wearing the dude clothes for free, right? Wrote him in prison before. Used to let him in my house. Listen to music. Gave him music. Let him in my house. Fed him. We played chess. He just hung out with me a lot. When you let people in your home, that's a different thing. You don't let everybody in your house. When you pick up a pen, put it to paper and write somebody in prison, you care about them. So, dude asked me to do something that I didn't have to do. I'm not obligated to do. But it's the way he was talking to me and I didn't like it. And I checked it. Yo, hold on. Who are you talking to? But this is all through text, of course, which I don't like when people even text me asking me for anything, because things could get misconstrued via text because we can't detect sarcasm and tone via text. So don't text me anything. Call me. But he texts me. And I didn't like it. And I checked him through the text. Yo, look, I don't know who you're talking to, but you know me a little bit better than that. I don't like the way you're talking to me. Know what he do? He goes on Instagram and blocks me. It's somebody I've known since 1995 or 96. Wrote you in prison, let you in my home, wore your clothes on plenty of podcasts and shows for free. Not 20 outfits. You didn't give me 20 outfits, 30 outfits. You gave me like 2 shirts and I wore them. Why? Because this is my man clothes. He goes on Instagram and blocks me because I didn't do something for him that I wasn't obligated to do. And I didn't like the way you was talking to me. And that was the second time you did that. And I told you the first time, yo, don't talk to me a certain way because I don't know. I don't know how to read this. But you know me, you know I don't allow people to handle me a certain way. I just, you know, let's be respectful at all times. We're men. He go block me. Now, I could have came before my audience and said, yo, don't wear this dude clothes no more. F his clothes. And I'm not even going to do that. Y'all don't even know who I'm talking about. Two dudes did that. So, good luck to them. I hope your clothes sell millions of units. I'm not into blocking nobody's blessings. What's meant for you gonna be, can't no man stop nothing, Doggy Diamonds, but me. Even when I was having my YouTube thing, and I didn't upload no content for 2 months. I seen a surgence of different people doing different things. I seen a emergence of you know, different people putting out different content. I was sitting back watching it. I wasn't hating it. I wasn't sitting there like, oh, look at this dude oh, when I come back, I'm taking, yo, well, this is good content. I like this. Cool. Keep the culture going. Keep something going. Hey, I ain't alone out there. I'm not mad. What do people come? What somebody said to me, I see in the comments, oh, step your game up. This person is doing this. I don't care what nobody else is doing. I'm a grown man. I do what I want to do. If you like what they're doing over there, fine. You can like that. You can still like what I'm doing. Why must we always have a competition with one another when it's room for everybody to be great in their greatness, whatever they're great at? Why does it have to be me versus him, her versus her? Why do I have to feel like I have to compete in a genre that I'm helped start? I shouldn't have to compete or feel bad because somebody else is doing good. We all get our time. I'm just evolving and moving in a different direction with what I want for my brand. No individual is going to keep me where I don't want to stay. And that's the problem. So if you want to stay here and somebody stops you from staying there, then you can be blackballed in 2019. Me? I'm constantly evolving mentally, spiritually, physically, just constantly elevating into different realms of where I want to be for myself, for me, not for anybody else. So when somebody try to use somebody else to make me feel a way about myself that I don't feel about myself, I'd be like, I understand that unfortunately, when we're dealing with our people, many of our people are broken. Many of our people are sad. Many of our people are mentally ill based off the environment. I understand and I get it. I was there before. I'm still there to a certain extent. But when I come into my own or where I'm at, where I want to be, I'm unstoppable. Juggernaut for real. I'm unstoppable. I'm not getting before the crowd, crying in front of the crowd. No, we're not doing that. I'm never operating from the space of a victim. I'm victorious. I'm a win at what I want to win at. But you can't, because you can't tell me what a win is for me. You can't tell me this person is this, this person is that, this person is this, and you're not this. Well, okay, I don't aspire to do that. That's the problem. We fall under pressure of thinking we have to perform based off of what the influencers in society saying we got to. No, that's not what I'm about. That's not what I want to do. I don't smoke weed. Never smoked weed in my life. Quit drinking 2002. What does Doggy Diamonds do? He minds his damn business. He puts out his content. He goes to the gym. He walks. He rides his bike. That's it. I could be all in the mix. It's easy. That's just not where I'm at. I was there at one point, but that ain't where I'm at right now. It's okay for you to grow or mature. It's okay for you to do different things. It's okay. It's okay to get off the hamster wheel. It's okay. It's okay to do what you want to do for how you need to do it. I know y'all attracted to pain. I know this. I got a lot of pain that I could let out. And I have, but I did it from more a standpoint of encouragement. More of a standpoint of showing you, this is where I come from. This is what I had to go through. This is where I'm at. If I did it, you could do it. I'm not gonna come before you telling y'all like, yo, we all is the end for us. It don't work like that. It ain't the end. It's the beginning for many of us. You go through stages and phases. Yo, you at this point, then you leave, you go to the, you come out the womb, you don't have no teeth. You can't, the 19 you was in 2017 or 16 or 15. You got to keep going. You got to keep it moving. I'm not a victim. So a lot of times, and it's another thing that I wanted to do, but it kind of don't tie into this, but it do a little bit. It's easy to play the victim. Easy. Everybody feels victimized. It's easy to identify with the victim. It's easy to say, yo, when I was 7, this happened. And there's going to be people who be like, yo, happened, that happened to me too, so I get it. It's easy for that. But how many people... I think this stream is acting dumb again. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to end this stream. Shout out to everybody, because I think this is about to start acting crazy again. I see madness. So I'm going to end this stream. I'm going to end this podcast. Catch me on the next one. I got to get this internet thing right. Listen, don't rock with Spectrum. Spectrum ain't good. But anyway, I'm Doggy Diamonds, Doggy Diamonds TV. Shout out to everybody who look. Shout out to everybody who support me. All I'm saying, 2019, you cannot be blackballed. If you are, you feel like you being blackballed, you got to go another way, bro. If you if you was an A-list actor and they won't hire you, you got to do. What do you do? Give up acting? If you a rapper and you feel like these record labels don't want to sign you, do you quit rap? No, you go independent. You are a YouTube channel and you try to get on people's platform and they don't let you, you go get your own platform. That's what this is all about. When I couldn't get on Worldstar, I started Forbes DVD. I couldn't get on Loudspeaker, I started Digital Soapbox Network. Trackmasters, drop my group. Trackmasters, drop my group. I went to Sam Ash and bought my own studio. So if you crying on here like this dude that's in the chat that just did, people getting blackballed. Well, you better find a way or quit. But don't come crying to me because I don't want to hear it. That's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds TV. That's the YouTube. I'm out of here. Peace. Stop crying. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.